Come on, stand to your feet right now.
Tumire ku magulu gaffe.
Say thank you, Lord.
Webali mukama.
For everything you've done in my life. Come on, shout it and say, thank you, Lord. For everything you've done in my life. Shout and scream and say, I believe. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory, glory, glory. Are those hand claps for the Lord? Oh, Maresa, Creda di Balu Savredi. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your name today. And every word that you're planting in our spirits, we thank you. We thank you. You've come to redeem us and take us to the next destiny, to the next place of glory. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Take over this microphone right now. In Jesus' mighty name we pray and believe.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Can you say hello to your neighbor?
Buza ako mliruwa nao.
As you take your seat, let's appreciate the worship team.
Worship team to Jeva Z.
Thank you. Thank you, worship team. God bless you.
Amen.
Did your neighbor say hi to you?
Umuliruwa nao ya kubuziza ako.
Wali waku sembe akulira nyinga takubuziza mchukiro mugambe.
Your neighbor hasn't greeted you. You can say that.
Mugambe. Kotunuleri. Message ya jakuba ajifunyi.
Jakuba.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Yes. You're very welcome.
Tubaniriza ku City Church Kampala.
In the house of the Lord.
Muyekalu ya mkama.
Thank you for coming.
Mwebale kuja.
Thank you for fellowshipping with us today.
Mwebale kusinza na ferero.
Thank you.
Mwebale.
God bless you.
Kama bawo mkisa.
And I know
Iramanyi
that the Lord that brought you here
Tikatunde yabalese lero
has something for you.
Aina chaina nga chicho.
So refuse to go back home the same.
Gano okuddayo wakango liche chimu.
Someone say, I refuse.
Omwaga menti ngana.
To go back home the same.
Okuddayo nga wenaze.
Yeah. God has heard that prayer.
Kama uli desale.
Amen.
Amina.
My name is David.
Linyalele Dev.
There's an anointed man of God here called Elijah, the
Na
prophet.
Elijah.
He releases fire.
Amen.
And he goes by chariots. Amen. Of fire.
Amen.
Tonjocha. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Healing has happened. There's a lot of healing that has taken place. So please go and testify in your generation. Because testimony has its place in the spirit. You are saying, Lord, do it again. But you're appreciating him for what he has done. The Bible says we enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Bible
gamba nti tuyingira. Mutuyingira mu yekalu yenga tuyinga tuwayo kwebaza.
Yes. That thanksgiving is the testimony.
Oko kwebaza bujulizi.
So there are places you won't enter until you learn to give testimony.
Waliwe bifo byotajja kuyingira paka ngo yizo kuwo bujulizi.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Kama ebaziwe.
I know it is cold, but I want us to let us move together.
Manyitu tuulira obunyogovu ne tutambule naye.
Yeah, don't grow cold on me, please.
Temuba banyogovu.
Stay on fire.
Msigalenga muri kumuliro.
Praise the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Yes, I'll go straight into the word. Amen. I'll go straight into the word.
Agena yingire chigambo.
We've been talking about pitching tents.
Tuogedde mukuteekawo tent. Obabwema.
Wema, yes. We are in a season where we are talking about the process.
Tuli mukiseera we tuli mukogera mu bintu bye tuyitamu.
Yes, emitendera. We are talking about the process.
Ebintu bye tuyitira bye tuyitamu be mitendera.
And we've learned so much.
Era tuyize bingi.
I know that the Lord has blessed you.
Amayinti mukama abawadde omukisa.
I know that the Lord has blessed you.
Amayinti mukama abawadde omukisa.
Now, if you're a person,
woba oli muntu
who has missed some of these teachings,
nga tobaddewo nga basomesa ebintu bino,
it is humility
kyabwetowaze
for you to go and look for those sermons,
gwe ogenda okunoonya ebyo bye bayigiriza,
and listen to them,
era obiwulirize.
Because most times we are praying and asking God questions,
kubanga ebiseera ebisinga tusaba era nga tubuuza Mukama ebibuuzo,
but you see, there's nothing God is going to talk to you,
tewali kintu Mukama kyagenda kwogera naawe,
or tell you,
oba akugambe,
that is not in his word,
nga tekiri mu kigambo kye. Amen.
The word of God,
ekigambo kya Mukama,
takes precedence above anything,
kisukkuluma ku buli kintu.
The Bible says he has exalted his word,
Bible egamba nti ayimusizza ekigambo kye,
above his name,
okuyita ku linnya lye.
Praise the name of Jesus.
Amina.
You have to understand those things.
Oyinotegera ebintu ebyo.
You can pray and pray, but if you don't pray in the word,
osobola okusaba n'osaba ne bubanga tosabye mu kigambo,
you will still stay in the same place,
ojja kusigala ng'oli mu kifo kyekimu.
So when we come here,
kati we tujja wano,
and we talk about things,
ne twogera ku bintu,
we show you mysteries that are hidden in the word of God,
ne tukulaga ebintu Mukama byakwese mu kigambo.
We are trying to redeem time for you,
tugezaako okubeera nga tukuwa obudde oba tukufunira obudde.
Yes, that okununula obudde, that something that would have taken you 10 years,
nti ekintu ekyanditutte emyaka 10,
you can get it in 6 months,
okifuna mu myezi mukaaga. Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Erinnya lya Mukama liweewe ekitiibwa.
So this season we've been talking about the process,
biseera bino tubadde twogera ku mitendera,
and we have understood,
era tutegedde,
that God,
nti Katonda,
is a God of principles,
ye Katonda ow'ennono.
God is not going to skip his principles,
Katonda tagenda abuuka nnono ze,
that are very well written in his word,
ezo ziwandiikiddwa bulungi mu kigambo kye,
and do magic for you,
era n'akukolera obufuusa.
Because some of us pray and we are talking to a God who we think is a magician. The word states something clearly, but you want to go to a prophet and ask him to lay his hands on your head and give you something that bypasses the authority of the word. Yeah, he says, for even though by this time you ought to be teaching others, he says you actually need someone to teach you over again the very first principles of God's word. And he says you have come to need milk and not solid food. Now I want you to understand that somewhere in the scriptures, there is a place where God says, desire the milk. Spiritual milk. But God does not expect you to stay at the spiritual milk level. Once you get teeth and you have started biting, look for solid food.
Nonye mmere ekaluba.
So we have Christians,
kati tulina abakristaayo,
who rightly say,
ababoogera,
yeah, they desire spiritual milk,
baagala amata g'omwoyo,
and it is right,
kituufu,
because the Bible says it,
kubanga Bible egamba,
the Bible allows us to desire the spiritual milk of the word,
kubanga Bible etukiriza okuyaayaanira amata g'omwoyo.
But you see here, he's telling us
that
there's a place where milk must stop and start eating solid food. So the topics like going through the process is a topic that comes to you because God feels you have had enough of the milk. Start to eat, chew some meat. There's a person who says,
Agamba.
When
I got saved,
I used not
to pray a lot. But I used to tell God, jokingly, God helped me. And God helped me.
Ninawe na mugamba.
There is a place that I told God. If it is truly God, let him put on a shirt with stripes. When you wake up in the morning, the one putting on a shirt with stripes has already come.
So you take it as a doctrine in your head. The Bible calls it fleecing. Over fleecing. Bible
ekitwalanga okugezesa mukama.
Hey, no, oh, no mudieka dieka. No, no, no gamba mukama. Bwe chibanga checho.
And you fleece God and you say, if it is it.
Baba ye ye.
If it is truly you.
Leka jenga avuge motoka ya white.
Let him come in a white car.
Ah, that's the scripture. He says like newborn babies.
Ngabana bakazalibwa.
Don't forget the keyword newborn.
Ngabana bakazalibwa temwera bidabana bakazalibwa techigambo.
Jet bwatusaba amata.
Now,
Jet bwasaba amata.
When Jet asks for milk.
Tiwaliche unyisa.
There's nothing surprising about it.
Because
because that's what Jed can eat. But Jed will reach a certain stage. When he points at the breast, he will get a slap. Even though he's joking and says, "Mom, new new."
Fivefold ministry.
Gets a good slap.
Why? Because your stage yajivako.
Because he bypassed that stage.
Some of you,
mucha
asaba amata.
You're still praying for milk.
Na yo ina amanyo mukamwa.
But you have teeth.
Bakuwe bere noliruma.
They give you the breast. Kubanga
olimu season yenchamu.
Because you're in a season that is wrong.
Osaba bere.
You ask for breast.
Na yo inagakana inigakula gaso ngowawega. Gaina kulia nyama.
But your teeth should eat meat.
O inakuwa tachifi wakusanginga osinzi de.
They should find you eating meat.
No gambo muntu nkwatira kawo kubaka chira kachiganyi kwatira.
And you ask for help to eat the meat.
Paka bochi kutula.
Until you finish.
So he says newborn babies, like newborn babies, you should crave. Or thirst for, earnestly desire the pure unadulterated spiritual milk, that by it you might be nurtured and grow into completed salvation. Praise the name of Jesus. Amen. So I felt the need to start like that. It's important for us to know the seasons that we are in. Both as a believer individually, but also as a church. So, in that line, in the line of solid food, last Sunday we were talking about the characters. The things that will make you pitch a tent in the wrong places. What is pitching a tent? We have talked about it many times.
Tuchogedeko mungeri nyingi.
I'll just summarize it for the people that have not been around.
Agenda chitema tema.
Pitching a tent.
Okuzimba bwema.
Is living in a temporary situation.
Kubera mukifo nenga si tekigenda kubera oluberera.
Or rather, let's call it the temporary situations.
Of life.
The temporary situations of life. Okay, let me just give it full, then you can. The temporary situations of life, if they are viewed from the eyes of faith.
Embera tagenda kubera ya luberera nga ojiraba ngo okozesa amaaso go kukiriza.
Yes. Many of us are going through a lot of things.
Abamu kufe tuita mu bintu bingi.
And every time you go to pray,
buli kasera buli wetugenda okusaba,
you're trying to break things.
Tugeza buli kasera tuba tumenya bintu.
But sometimes,
nayo olumu,
you are breaking what God has willingly put you into.
Olimu kumenya ebintu mukama byakutaddemu.
Because if you don't go through that,
kubanga wotaita mwecho,
kiri ekirala kyosaba Katonda ekinene tekigenda kujja.
That big thing that you're praying for won't come.
In some situations,
we
receive keys of some doors. So, there are keys that will not come to you unless you are in a certain place. And I don't really want to go back there. So, that is what pitching a tent means. And in other words, it means doing things by faith. Doing things but viewing them with the eyes of faith. Sometime here I was talking about the eyes of faith. How faith has eyes. So when the Bible says that my just shall live by faith, it is literally to mean that faith will lead you in life. It is literally to mean that faith can hold your hand and take you to the places that you need to be. And pull you out of the places that you don't need to be. And that's the problem with us. We are looking for what the issue is. We are blaming the devil. Looking for what the issue is. But sometimes we are the ones in the wrong places. So we looked at a man called
Lot
in Genesis 13, who went and pitched a tent towards Sodom and
Gomorrah.
That is a common thing in the church today. In fact, before you start judging Lot, you know, these days we judge very quickly. Don't joke.
That one, God has left him. Look at him.
Osoro tuga manti Katonda, omanyi Katonda. No zimba kumpi ne Sodom agwe.
Can you tell us that you know God and you build near Sodom and Gomorrah?
Katonda yakuva koda.
God left you long time ago.
This is what happens in the church today.
We judge
people. We judge ourselves. Because we're just quick to judge. So before you judge
Lot,
Lot fell into something that many of us have fallen into.
Lot yagwa mu kintu abamu kufe betuguddemu.
That he went and pitched a tent near Sodom. The city that was going to be burnt by God very soon. The city that was full of darkness and evil. Praise the name of Jesus.
Erinnya lya Mukama liwewe
chitiba. So it's important
kati kya mugaso
to know
okumanya
our seasons
ebiro byaffe
so that we don't pitch tents in the wrong places.
Ebiro byaffe tuleme okuzimba bwema mu kifo ekikyamu.
I'm going to try and explain that a little later.
Agenda gezaako kunyonyola ekyo mumaasaawo.
So in the very spirit of talking about the characters
kati mumoyo yomu okwogera ku mbala
that lead us to pitching tents in the wrong places,
embala ezitutwala mu kuzimba bwema mu bifo ebikyamu,
we introduced something called the character of pride.
Twayogera ku mbala eyokubeera nga
amalala
oyina amalala
amalala netwogera nti we said that the pride manifests itself in very many ways.
Netugamba nti gana amalala geraga mu ngeri nyingi.
There are about 8 manifestations of pride.
Ngeri nga munana.
The only issue is
ekintu ekisirimu kiri nti
today
lero
we think
tulowoza
we only see pride from one manifestation.
Tulaba amalala mu ngeri emu yokka.
That is the manifestation of haughtiness.
Mumbala yomoyo ogwegulumiza.
Yes, netugamba nti haughtiness is the spirit that exalts itself above others.
Netugamba nti kuno moyo gwegulumiza gwe moyo gwegulumiza okusukuluma abalala.
Possibly because of what they have gained.
Kubanga olokuwa bayina bibafunye.
So others become unworthy and of low value.
Kati abalala tebabanga babanga abataina mugaso.
This spirit is at work in every area of life.
Kati omoyo guno kuli mu buli kintu ekyobulamu.
But it is not the only manifestation of pride.
Nesi embala yokka eya malala.
There are many others.
Waliwe bidala bingi.
And I will not go into those because of our time.
Taja bigenda mo lobudde.
I touched a little bit of those in last Sunday, so if you can get the sermon, please get it.
Funa ebintu be babulide ku Sunday wedde.
Because of time, I won't go into those.
Olobudde tagena bigenda.
So we looked at haughtiness.
Twatunulira omwoyo ono eyeegulumiza
and try to understand it.
Nitugezaako mutegeera
as a spirit.
Ng'omwoyo.
Give me Proverbs 18:12.
Ngero 18:12.
Proverbs 18:12 tells us.
Ngero 18:12 atugamba.
That the spirit of haughtiness.
Nti omwoyo guno ogwegulumiza
comes before destruction.
Gujja ng'okuzikiriza ng'okuzikiriza tegunaba kujja.
The Bible says before destruction, the heart of a man is haughty.
Ngokuzikiriza tekunaba kujja omutima gw'omuntu kuba gwegulumiza.
And before honor is humility.
Ngokumukamo kuyimusa ngokuyimusa tekunaba kujja wetoweze webusoka.
So these are things that are hidden in the Bible, and you have carried your Bible for years.
Biebine bintu ebikwekeddwa mu Bible etengo situlide Bible emyaka mingi.
And yet you find yourself with a haughty spirit.
Naye ate nga weesanga nti oyina omwoyo ogwegulumiza.
And you don't see any wrong with it.
Ate nga tolaba kikyamu kyonna ekikiriko.
The Bible says clearly.
Bible egamba.
That before destruction.
Okuzikiriza tekunaba kujja.
The heart of a man is haughty.
Omutima gw'omuntu gwegulumiza.
Kasita otandika okweraba nga otandise okusituka.
When you start seeing yourself haughty.
Waliwo botalya nabo.
There are people you don't eat with.
Waliwo water tula.
There are places you don't sit.
Waliwo water yogera nabo.
There are people you don't talk to.
Waliwo water uliriza.
There are people you don't listen to.
Oyo taina changamba.
That one is not telling me anything.
That's a common thing these days.
Eje chintu cha bulije na kuzino.
Waliwo abachiimba mu luyimba ukati oya tugamba chi toina cho tugamba.
There are those that sing it in a song that you're telling us nothing. What are you telling us?
There could be a spirit of haughtiness in you.
Waliyo omoyo
ogwegulumiza
oba wandibawo omoyo ogwegulumiza mugwe.
Amina.
Amina.
Sisubira amina nyingi sonze mbategeera temufayo.
He doesn't expect a lot of amen, so he understands you.
Temufayo naze ngumye. Nze mugumya.
He can be powered.
Amina.
Amen.
Nze njabagumya.
He will empower you.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So the Bible says that when you see haughtiness in your heart,
kakati Bible egamba nti wolaba okwegulumiza mu mutima.
Wait for disaster.
Lindirira okuzikiriza.
Haughtiness comes before disaster. Thank you, Rita. But humility before honor. Haughtiness comes before disaster.
okwegulumiza kwe kusooka okuzikirira.
What does destruction or disaster mean?
Okuzikirira kutegeza.
When you study that word,
wosome ekigambo ekyo.
That word means there's another word that it calls a breach in the spirit. Kanyonyole breach, maybe you'll find a Luganda word.
Perfect.
Like in a movie,
bobera ngolaba akazanyo bolaba film.
Si movies onna ebi Nigeria tebibam. Movie ezimu kati zinonga
excluding Nigerian movies.
Ngezo kulwana.
These ones that include fighting.
Nebajja nga bagala kuyingira a certain room by force.
Now they come when they want to enter a certain room.
Nebajja nebamenya olujolo, nebajja nebaluyingira buyingize pu nebalumenya.
Now they break this room by force and they enter.
They have breached.
Baba ine kitu kyebaguddewo kyebataina.
A breach can also mean a disorder.
Kitegeze kite kitali kya bulijjo.
Ebyandibadde waggulu nebidda wansi.
Something that's supposed to be up comes down.
Ebyandibadde wansi nebidda waggulu.
That which is down comes up.
Now, if you find your life, I want us to examine ourselves because I'm doing the same as I'm speaking this.
Ayagala twetunuulire.
Bwesanga mu bulamu nga ebiyina okubeera waggulu biri wansi.
When you find your life that it's upside down.
Ebiyina okuyita wano biyiseeri.
What is supposed to pass here, it's passing the other side.
Ebyandize jjo. Things
that have to come last year came today.
There could be a breach in the spirit.
Wandibawo
ekintu ekyamenya ekyafosinga. Okay, okufosinga kyeki? Ekyawaguza. Thank you, sir. Ekyawaguza ni kiyingira obulamu obwo by force.
Something that breached your life and entered it.
Munfuna bulungi.
Are you getting him?
Destruction comes
okuzikirira kwe kusoka
a haughty heart. After
okuzikirira kujja nga omazo kufuna omoyo azitoa.
Okwegulumiza kusoka oku yeah, I think that's what I mean. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord. So, it's important to know those things. Now, today, we have very limited time.
But
I know I will finish. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, today I want to introduce brothers to you. There's a family.
Family emu.
Jenjagalo balaga mu Bible.
There's a family he wants to show you in the Bible.
Family eno.
This family.
Nayo eri responsible for if you are part of this family.
Wobango oli omu ku family eno.
There's a high chance that when you go to pitch a tent, you will pitch it in the wrong place.
Tusubira nnyo nti wobango va mu family eno ogenda kuzimba bwema mu kifo ekikyamu.
Proverbs, we are actually in 18. Let's go to verse
9.
The Bible says that he who is slothful in his work is a brother to him who is a great destroyer.
Waluganda eryoyo ayonona oba azikiriza.
Kati wano Bible yetulaze bagayi babiri ba Luganda.
Now the Bible is showing us brothers, two brothers.
Which one is easier? Njogere mu Luganda, mbere mu Luzungu, which one is easier? Nkwade ku buffet. Chi kwanguira munyu.
Tukoleka safu kanyama.
Okay. Praise the name of Jesus.
Safu kanyama.
Bible yetulaza abo Luganda abo.
Now the Bible is showing us two brothers.
There's a guy who is slothful.
Waliwo omute agayala mu miku.
And I'm going to explain slothful.
Kati again, what?
I'm going to explain slothful.
Agenda kunyonyola okugayala kyekitegeeza.
And that guy is a brother to a great destroyer.
Erono wa Luganda eri omuntu ayonona oba azikiriza.
Kati Bible kyetegeeza wano.
Now, what the Bible is saying is this.
Kibosanga omuntu omugayavu wonna wali.
When you find a slothful person, wherever he is,
kumpimpi naye,
close to him,
waliwo omuntu ayonona,
is destruction.
In other words, if you are a slothful person, you are a great destroyer of things. God has gifted us with many things.
The Bible
says when Jesus ascended on high,
Bible tugamba nti Yesu Kristo we yagenda,
he gave men gifts.
Yawa abantu oba yawa abasajja ebirabo.
Church, let me tell you something.
Kanisa kambeko chemba gamba.
Olalanga bwetutudde wano.
You see us seated here.
This is a collection of gifts.
Wano waliwo ebirabo bingi.
Each one of you has a gift.
Buli sechi nomu ali wana ine kirabo.
There is something God has bestowed on you.
Waliwo Katonda kya kuwadde.
Atenga chicho.
When it's yours.
Nti nebo sango omuntu omulala.
Even when you find another person, when they are doing what God gave you, they can't do it the way you
do
it. What's yours is
yours.
The way you are
unique. Now, the Bible is telling us that you can become lazy and destroy everything God has already given you. The spirit of slothfulness there is a lazy spirit. Lazy. Hallelujah. It's a lazy spirit. And it's a great destroyer. So when you go to Proverbs 10:4, we're
going to
come back here.
Proverbs 10:4.
The Bible shows us something about a lazy person. Now he introduces another word, slack. Slack is being careless. A careless person. So he says, he who has a slack hand becomes poor, but the hand of the diligent makes rich.
Another brother is here.
Castola ba carelessness in you. It doesn't matter how much money you have today. You are poor. And you will see that poverty come to you. So I want to show you things that are going to explain that very better, much better. I want to show you about maybe three or four things. Depending on how much time we'll have. That will help you to understand this spirit and unmask it and get it out of your life.
Now, in
the spirit of talking about laziness and carelessness,
we are
talking about a person
who
wastes what is valuable to another person. We're talking about a person who does not see value in what is actually valuable.
Let me give you examples for you to understand. Have you ever found yourself on a party? You're on a buffet. You get your plate. And you put a lot of food. You make an anthill. You reach a moment and you can't carry it with one hand. But you can't carry this anthill. You need another person to help you to carry. Because there is a way you ciphered this. There's a way you organized food in its own way.
Then no chizula anti envendi bazitamva ndibwa endirwa endirwa endirwa. Okay, envendirwa no zula anti tezina space.
And then you remember that you haven't yet placed
sauce.
Then you ask for another place. Then you for you to put on
socks.
You reach a moment that you can't carry it alone. Now you look for a friend to help you carry. When you've just seated to begin to break your anthill down, in 5 minutes, just four forks,
oyabise, okuse.
Hey, you're done. You're full.
There's something in your life
waliwo ekintu mu bulamu bwo
that you're dealing with
kyoyitamu
kyotamanyi
that you don't know
because emere yo joyononye
kubanga that food that you've spilled
kwa bomalo kujitekateka mu fork anti omanyi mtunga
after you putting on the fork
akuse ogenola akati obeda alira wano atanga kujena ajirati
after you putting in the fork and you're putting it in every side of the food, you reach a moment that even you when you try to eat on this food, you can't.
But that was the spirit behind it.
This person wanted this food. This person wanted, when he gets tired of this food, they pour it.
There's a spirit on your life. It's called laziness and carelessness. It's a spirit that wastes. I talked about on Sunday a person
you have a job. They give you salary. Every month you want your money on that account. But every time you leave the office, everything is left on the table. You leave the tap when it's still flowing. You leave on the computers, the printers. But do you know why you don't switch them off? Because it's not yours. The boss will pay. They have money.
There's a spirit you're dealing with.
The kind of spirit that can't see. That man that you want him to pay. But again, you also want this very man to pay your money on, and put it on account. You have to know that whatever is upon him, you won't inherit it. You don't know that whatever is upon his life, he won't get it. The reason as to why he built the business is became this big. You won't get it.
Because that spirit
kubanga ogwo moyogo
exchanges is always at work in a person who does not understand how to go forward. Who cannot understand the spirit of increase and multiplication. Now, let me give you some of the things. The first thing is a reactive person. Reactive, ye muntu, not proactive. Nga oyina okusindikirizibwa okukola ebintu.
You have to be pushed to do something.
Ye muntu ateetuma. A reactive person, ye muntu ateetuma. If you find yourself in a place,
wewesanga mu kifo.
When if someone is not watching you like this, you can't work. There is a spirit you're dealing with. The moment the boss walks out like this, it's automatic. You don't even try so hard. It's your brain automatically tells you, movie.
Today
he has
you.
Proverbs 6.
Verse
6. I'm going to show you what the Bible tells a person like that. Verse 6, the Bible says, you lazy fool. Bible nunga nkambwe. Mama. omuntu omunafu omusiru katonda webale okuleta screen yeno singa ntusomye mbaibo yange omuntu yandivudde wanagaba akasajja ako kakambwe kavuma ekirungi kiri ku screen. The Bible says, you lazy fool. You lazy fool. Look at an ant. And the Bible says, watch it closely. Let it teach you a thing or two. Next verse. The Bible says, nobody has to tell it what to do. An ant. An ant. The Bible is using an ant to teach you principles. Next verse. All summer it stores up food and at harvest it stockpiles provisions. Next verse. So how long are you going to laze around doing nothing? How long before you get out of bed? Next verse. A nap here, a nap there. Kaneba kemwano, kampumule mukowano. Nkoye, wazukuse sawa bili, nesawa satu oyabise. A nap here, a nap there. A day off here, a day off there. Rushte mumpa day off. Nze sija bikolebino. Abatagaba day off. A day off here, a day off there. Sit back, take it easy. Do you know what comes next? Do you know what comes next? Next verse. The Bible says just this. You can look forward to a dirt, poor life. Poverty, your permanent house guest. Thank you. It will never be me.
Oriachitegede.
A reactive person is a person who waits to be told. A reactive person is a person who can never move before they say move. But even if you tell them move and you're not there, they will not move. So when you tell them move, stand behind them and keep tapping them on the head.
Tambula. Have ever seen people walking with kids? Every time the kid moves out of the lane, every time she moves away from the mom pulls the ears.
That is the character and lifestyle of a reactive person. I just want to show you these things. I don't want to go so deep into them. Because each of these would require an hour to talk about them. That is a reactive person. If you're in that category, there's something you're dealing with. So these are people that are not motivated, self-motivated. And can only work under supervision. Verse 11, if you go to KJV, there's something that says, Wanagambia poverty, your permanent house. Amagambia poverty, your permanent house guest. Poverty is yours. He is your permanent guest. Yours. KJV Agamba. So shall your poverty. So poverty does not come from outside to come to you.
Kati obwavu tebuva aweru kujja
joni. Poverty aja mu nyumba ye kubanga uwo.
Obwavu bujja mu nyumba ye.
Agamba your poverty comes as one that travels and your want as an
ambulance. Obwavu bo bujja kujja ngoyo atambula. Era ngoyo ayagala.
The spirit of laziness.
Omoyo gwo kubera nga oli munafu toyagala kola.
The spirit that owns poverty. Let me show you another thing. This one I've already talked about. Those that waste what is valuable to another man. I'm not going to go into that one. Those that waste what belongs to another man. Now, let me actually touch this a bit. People like this, you don't know that laziness is a spirit that exchanges what is good for what is bad. Remember the parable of the talents? There are three guys. One of them receives 5. Another receives 2. Another one receives 1. The first two, the one that got 5 and 2, let's leave them. Those ones performed well. Because they multiplied. In Matthew 25:28. The Bible says, take therefore the talent from him. They are talking about the one who received one and hid it. Because he didn't know how to multiply. That is the spirit of laziness. The Bible says that one that he had was taken from him. And it was given to the one with 10. Remember the one who got 5, multiplied them, they became 10. When God was looking for who to give what belonged to the lazy man, he looked for the one who was richest and gave him more. When you understand this, you will know the imbalance that is happening in the world today in wealth. I was reading a document yesterday, and they say, the new statistics say, that 1% of the richest people in the world own 63% of the world's wealth. 1%. 1%. 1%. We are 8 billion people in the world. Get the richest people. At Sibona. Just 1% of those richest. They own 63% of every riches in this world. What is happening to these 99%? Who are just struggling with 37% that is left. 99% of the people in the world are left with 37% of riches. When you understand this principle, you can't say God is not fair. You will know how those things happen. A nap here, a nap there. A day off here. A day off there. I'm tired. Me, I'm tired. Don't you hear me? Don't you look at me? Me, I'm tired. There are guys who are working. And 63% of every wealth in this world belongs to them. The last thing, because of time, this spirit functions only when it is convenient and comfortable. They can only work when it is convenient and comfortable. Singa aba afulume nyumba gendo kola.
If this kind of spirit is moving out of house to go and work, and it rains, thank you, Lord. I didn't know that you love me like this. Me, your humble servant.
Blanketi.
Guess the blanket covers himself.
Let me take you to Proverbs 20, verse
4.
You will know. There are things that don't come in convenience and comfort. There are things that don't come in convenience and comfort.
There
are things that
are not going to come in a time that you want it.
Because
you have prepared yourself. They have to find you at 10.
That's why obirindide emyaka abiri.
Yensonga lwachi, you have waited for it for 20 years.
Nete bijja.
But they are not coming.
And you have concluded
era osazewo
that God
ntikatonda
does not work.
Takula.
Katonda ndoza katonda olusi yebaka.
I think this God slumbers.
Now the Bible says a farmer too lazy to plant in the spring. Bible
egamba nti omulimi aina obunafu okusimba ensigo mu kiseera kyenkuba.
Has nothing to harvest in the fall.
Aina kintu kyagenda kufuna mu biseera by'omusana.
Take this into your brain.
Kino ekintu kifune mu bwongo obwo.
When the psalmist David says that satisfy us while it is still early.
Omuwandisi Daudi we yagamba nti tujuze nga kicha ngobude bukyali.
Tukusenga bukyali.
Tukusenga bude bukyali.
Yali yategeza.
He meant
nti ye yetegese.
He was ready.
Katonda togena musaba kukusanga bukyali.
Now God, you're not going to tell him to satisfy you when still early.
Nayo yagala kuzukusenga ze.
But you want him to wake you up when he has come.
So bwaleta byobadde osaba.
When he brings what you've been praying
for. Asoka alwanagane nawe okuzukuka.
He has to first fight with you to wake up.
Zukuka. Omwana wangu omulungi.
My good baby, please wake up.
Munsi muno.
In the whole world.
The one I will give up nations for.
Omuntu gwendi wera ya mawanga.
Wa. The moment you are sleeping.
Wobanga webase.
What do you as okusi ya chagala?
There is somebody who woke up who wants it.
By the way, this is how I believe that abasajja bonna bemuyita abasajja ababi.
All the men that you're calling ugly.
Evil.
Abantu abasajja bonna bemuyita ababi.
Yes, wicked. Abasajja obo tunulira ebintu byabalina.
When you look at the things that they have,
there is a principle at work in them.
Waliwe nono je bayina.
So the Bible says there is Proverbs 21, I think, 20, 21, 20, I think. The Bible says there is treasure to be desired.
Yes.
There is desirable treasure. And oil in the dwelling of the wise. But a foolish man squanders it, wastes.
Please don't hate him. He
nange,
loves
you. If it was up to me, singa ni mukusomesa love. Naye esara zinoze tusaba ntuga moyo mtukuvu use me.
This kind of prayers that they pray and they ask the Holy Spirit to use him.
Na kuwe chintu nga nawo ochifulumya nina nawe chikukuba.
He gives you something that even you it deals with you.
Listen. Oba oyagala oba toyagala.
If you want or don't want.
Everywhere you see a wise man,
buli wantu olaba omuntu
ogeza. There's something you can pick.
Waliwo ekintu kyoyinza.
Waliwo omuntu atuula mu kanisa.
There's somebody who sits in church.
Naye buli w'otuula.
But every time you sit in church.
Omuntu akuliraanye.
The person who comes close to you.
Aina business eri successful mu area moyagala okutandika.
Has a business that is successful in every area that you want to start.
Oyagala kusubula ngoye.
You want to bring clothes.
Naye you know omuntu aine duka lyengoye nga likola liri successful libaddewo emyaka n'emyaka.
But you know somebody who has a shop of clothes that has been successful for years.
Naye omuntu oyo tomubuuzangako.
But this person, you've never greeted him.
Buli bojja ku church.
Every time you come to church.
Osolobuuza abantu abalala naye oyo tolimubuuza.
You can greet other people but you can never greet this one.
There's something you're dealing with.
Waliwo ekintu kyoyita mukyolwana
nakyo. Kiri eyo munda.
It's on the inside there.
Kyekwese.
It has hidden on the inside.
You better call it out.
Chiite, chiveyo munda.
Because when the Bible says every wise man has some oil.
Bible egamba nti buli musajja omugezi aina amafuta.
The word oil there means anointing.
Amafuta ogate.
So in the dwelling of the wise, another word that I want you to look at is dwelling. Today wali 20, verse 20.
Ekigambo kya gatu tunulire ekitakwe kubeera mu kifo.
Yes, amplified. Yes, there is precious treasures and oil in the dwelling of the wise.
But
a self-confident and foolish man wastes it. So the word I want you to look at is dwelling.
Ekigambo
cha dwelling tekitegeeza to position yourself every time you want something.
Ekigambo kino okubeera mu kifo tekitegeeza kubeera mu kifo ne weetegekera ekintu ekimu.
Kati waliwo naabo agamba okay, nkitegedde so njagala kutandika business ya restaurant mmere.
Now there's this one who says that I want to start a business that is a restaurant.
Ono already abikolamu.
This one already deals in it.
Tebatugambia waliwo amafuta agali awo.
And they have told us there is an anointing there.
Okay.
Now.
Okubuuza obubuuza ekyo.
Just to greet you. That's easy.
Hello. Abatana bana kudamu. That is not dwelling.
Ekyo sikwe kubera mu kuberawo.
In the dwelling of the wise.
Bible gama wobera mu kuberawo kwa bagezi.
You must seek to find wisdom.
Oino kwagala okufuna amagezi.
You will pitch your tent in the right place.
Ojja kuzimba bwemayo mu kifo ekituufu.
Praise the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The very last one. These are people that never finish tasks. And if they do, they will never finish on time. Proverbs 12:27. The Bible says, the slothful man does not catch his game. Or roast it once he kills it, but the diligent man gets precious possessions. Agambie, omuntu omunafu, obo mugayavu, they don't go hunting. But if they hunt, what they have got, they won't roast it. Praise the name of Jesus.
Amen.
These are self-examining things for us.
So,
we beg to ask the question. Why did you hunt?
Lwachi wagenda mu kibira ofu
okuyiga lwachi wayiga. Why did you go to get that job?
Lwachi wagenda okufuna omulimu gwo.
If you can't finish work,
wobanga tosoa kumala milimu.
Why are you asking God for that anointing?
Lwacho sawa mukama mafuta ago.
If you can't prepare yourself for it,
nga tosobola kweteekateeka kufuna mafuta.
Why are you asking God to use you? If you don't want the process that comes with God,
a
person that goes to hunt, that does not want to hunt,
omuntu atayagala kuyiga,
but if they go to hunt,
naye wagenda okuyiga,
maybe waliwo supervision, mujukire point, kati waliwo ya supervising ze.
Why no? There must be a person who comes and supervises.
Tugendo yige mangu, tugende.
Let's go and hunt.
Agenda okuyiga nafuna.
When they go to hunt and they get
supervision, they don't roast.
This person who's supervising them, when they move away, they can't get anything.
There's a scripture that talks about the one that says there's a lion in the street.
Let me get it for you.
We'll read it lastly. A lion in the street. What do we gamba? I think it's Proverbs 26.
Ngero sulabiri mukaga.
Is it? Taraka shuka barateke sigretes. Anya manye weri banaye. Look. No, not look. It's Proverbs. Is it Proverbs 26:16? Please check that one. 26:6. 22:13. Thank you, sir. Proverbs 22:13. Egambetia. 22:13.
There's a lion on the loose. If I go.
Check 26. 26:13. Check 26:13 tulabe. Even that one. Tugene mu amplified. Okay. Stay there. This one says yes. So. Both of them, 22:13 and 26:13. A sluggard is a lazy person. The lazy person says, there is a lion in the way. A lion is in the streets.
They will eat me from there.
22:13 says, the Bible says, the sluggard says, there is a lion. Okay, it's the same. I shall be slain in the streets. Now, what is a lion here? bagenda kunjogerako.
They are going to talk about me.
Bananda babatya.
How will they see me?
Singambi tandika nebigana.
When I started and it fails.
Bwengendo obulira enjiri nebatalokoka.
When I go to preach and they don't get saved.
Bwengendo sabira abalwadde nebatawona nebafa.
When I go to heal the sick and they don't get
saved. A lion is on the streets, it will eat me.
Empologoma eriku street eja kundia.
There's a spirit of slothfulness.
Waliwo omoyo gobunafu.
Praise the name of Jesus. I'm saying these things to help you understand that all the issues you see in your life, there's a root.
Waliwo webiva.
So you don't ever believe this rubbish of Katonda bwatu yayagala. Katonda yayagala atya for you to be the way you are.
How did God want it for you to be?
It's against the Bible. The Bible doesn't allow it. God says he has made you the head and not the tail.
Kakati Bible itechikiriza Bible
egamba you will be above and not beneath. The Bible says you shall lend to nations and you shall not have need to borrow.
Ejagamba nti ojja kuwa mawanga era tojja kwetaaga
kubiranga weula. The financial issue you're going through
is
proof that there are principles you broke.
And you've
been breaking them again and again and again.
Today we are
believing God
that
the spirit of laziness and carelessness is uprooted from our lives.
When
we go to hunt, we shall roast what we have hunted.
When we
start things, we shall finish them well. No, shout amen. Please get to your feet. I'm sorry that I went over time. Now, I want you to spend at least a minute or two. Deal with some things in your life.
These things is not all about you, tell them. These things are for God, help me. Where are you seeing a problem in a person's life? There is something on your eye that is not allowing you to see what is upon you.
This spirit that I'm talking about
is also
the same spirit that is hidden in despising attitudes.
Yes. When you despise things and people.
When you hear someone like this, it is a despising attitude that tells you tebogera kugwe, bogera kuoli.
When you hear something like this, they are not talking about you.
Zechariah says, don't despise your days of small beginnings. Mm. The Bible means there, the word despising can also mean
okunyoma kitegeza
looking away when help has come to you. And many of us, that's how we've missed our days. Zechariah 4:10, it says, don't despise the days of your small beginning.
Don't despise the days of small beginning. That
word despising also means an excuse for failure.
Okunyoma kitegeza okubera ngo olina by'oteekawo nti owensonga lwaki wagudde.
Every time you fail,
buli wogwa,
you have a reason.
Obera n'ensonga.
Kino tekyakoze wakuba ono teyankubidde ku makya.
This didn't happen because this one didn't buy for me.
Eno business yagaana kuba taata wange yanvumanga nnyo.
This business failed because my father abused me a lot.
Sweetheart, child of God, you have the mind of Christ.
Mwana wa Mukama oina obwongo bwa Yesu Kristo.
You have the mind of Christ.
Oina integera ya Yesu Kristo.
You have the mind of Christ.
Oina integera ya Yesu Kristo.
So he says, do not despise or reject the correction of the Almighty.
Bible
subjecting you to trial and suffering.
tonyoma okutereza kwa mukama okunyoma kwa mukama wa Yesu Kristo.
Happy is the man that whom God reproves, who a person that God can correct is happy and fortunate.
Omuntu Katonda gwatereza musanyufu.
Praise the name of Jesus. I want you to lift your voice now and start to pray. Deal with everything that you know has been unmasked in your life. Saliko bratele kavrade keshetele kaya.
Come
on, if you can lift your hands, just raise them and say, God help me. Just say those words. You don't need to pray so much. Say, God help me. Say, Lord, I need your help.
So I'm going to do a quick ministration. You don't need to interpret it.
Yeah. Riko shakatala karadosha. Menkara satala barokostopes.
Brashakatala karadosha la 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 la.
Vilezo bratela karantele bokoshakatala
kajele karadosha.
Allow God to shape your attitude. Allow God to shape your character. Kiriza Katonda akukolemo omulimu. Kiriza Katonda akuyambe. Kiriza Katonda yaba akuyamba. Togenda kweyamba. Tosobola. Olemereddwa.
Brasa katala baba 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 baba.
He says, I will put my spirit in you. And he says, my spirit will cause you to walk in my statutes. Agamba agenda kudira omoyo we agukusemu.
Mashakata
la kutambula. Yagenda kutambuza. Togenda kwetaga kusaba. Yajjo kusabisa. Toja kwetaga kukoola buyambi. Yajjo kuyamba.